The time-traveling box of the Roaring Twenties. Once upon a time, in the heart of a bustling city full of jazz and glittering lights, there was a young boy named Peter who discovered a mysterious box hidden beneath the creaky floorboards of his attic. The box was small and unassuming on the outside, but when Peter lifted the lid, a effect swept through the room. To his astonishment, the box was enormous on the inside, sprawling outwards into an endless, starry void. It was a time-traveling box from an ancient era, and Peter knew it was meant for grand adventures. On the wall of the box, a big brass dial pointed to different years and eras, but one time in particular called to him, the Roaring Twenties. With a twirl of the dial, Peter was whisked away in a swirl of colors and when Peter emerged, he was in the middle of a dance hall, with flappers and dappers twirling around him. However, there was trouble afoot. The notorious time villain, Ares, had come to the Twenties to beat up the world by stealing its most beautiful treasures and art. Brimming with courage, Peter knew he couldn't let this happen. Searching high and low, Peter stumbled upon another box, this one shimmering with an inner light and guarded by a giant only the brave of heart could open it, and Peter was just the lad. He faced trials of wit and strength, and finally, the second box revealed its secret, a magical compass that undid Ares's chaos. With the compass in hand, Peter confronted Ares. The villain, surprised by Peter's wit, was no match for the powers of the time-traveling box combined with the righteous compass. In a final burst of whirring, Ares was sent back to his own time, and the treasures returned to their rightful places. Peter, having saved the Roaring Twenties, set the dial on his marvelous box to return home. As Peter's living room faded back into view, he tucked away the box under his bed, knowing that there would be new times to explore and more worlds to save, for a time traveler's work is never done. With the tick-tock of the attic clock lulling him to sleep, Peter dreamt of his next adventure, grateful for the magic and mystery that had graced his life.